You holding daf samechalf omer aleph near the three quarters down. So the Mor says Tanya, Omar Rebbe. Tanya Rebbe learned Tanya Omar Rebbe that li cholak Rebbe Yaakov belugin. Rebbe Yaakov taught me to make a chilek belugin. Belugin means by the loch of a mitzvah that we have the shemen of the lug shemen by the mitzvah. So we also have to make the different hazois. We have to put it on the Mitzvah. So that Rebbe said that Rebbe Yaakov taught him that there's a chilek. There's a difference between the halachas of lug by the shemen, by the Mitzvah, to our halachas by the dam and the par of the chattis by Yom Kippurim. So Rashi says like this, that li chilek Rebbe Yaakov belugin. It means li nosen Rebbe Yaakov chilek belug shemen shel Mitzvah. The halacha that a Mitzvah, when he brings his korban with his osham, he has to bring a lug and a measurement of shemen. It does not have the same halacha as we have by the matan domin by Yom Kippur. And he learned like this. He told me this is the chilek that lenechleku Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the avoidas hachalukas boy. That even though by the dam, by the par of Yom Kippur, we have a machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that Reb Meir said that if in the middle of the Zrikis, let's say you were in the middle of the Zrikis of the Azoyis in the Pnim, and there the dam was Nishbach, that you have to have new blood. So Reb Meir says you have to start over again from the beginning of that set. And Reb Lezer Reb Shimon said no, you can continue on. You don't have to start over again. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon holds that each hazor that you make with the dam is like a mitzvah by itself. So therefore, if in the middle you did already five hazors, now all the blood spills out, so you just have to make a new par, a new shchita, and with the new blood, just continue on the next two hazors. That was Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Tzvara, and Reb Meir argument says, no, the whole set is one kapara. So Reb Yaakov is saying that by the locha, by the lug of Shemen Shal Mitzvah, there's no machoikis. That Reb Meir and Reb Lezer Shimon don't argue over there. And there they're both moido. Ba'avoyda sachlukis boy, that Sheva Hazoy Shebepnim. The locha by this lug Shemen is about the same halachis. You take this lug Shemen of the Mitzvah, and you have to make seven times the hazors towards the proiches, umaten bohinis. And then you have to put the shemen on the thumbs of the mitzvah. To loyamrina, there we do not say mimokem sheposak misham hu maskel. We don't say there that wherever you left off, that's where you can continue. Like let's say in the middle when you're pouring the hazois of the shemen, all the shemen spills out. So l'chura, you have to get new shemen now. L'chura should be the machlekas. According to Rav Meir, you have to start over again. According to Rav Lezer of Shemen, you should continue. So Yaakov said no. Here there's no machlokes. The chesed, because the pasuk says, "Lug echod shemen," means lug echod amati l'chol liyoy sakapora boy v'loy shnei lugim. Here's the gzeras hakosiv. You could only use one lug of shemen to do the kapora by the mitzvah, and you can't afford to do half of the hazoyis with one lug. And then when this lug spills out, you have to take another lug and to finish it off. To also mud yikle medrash. Like when does Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon say by the dam of the par that if in the middle of the hazois all the blood spills out, you have to have new dam, a new shchita, but you only continue. When do we continue? Only by the dam of the par, because over there the pasuk says nikol midrash chitui echod amati l'chom. You have to do one chitui and you don't have to do it over a second time. Avol hochol lek l'meim hochi. Mashenken here by the lug shemen by the mitzvah, here the posuk's mashma lug echad. You can only use one lug to do all the avodas with the lug. Now with this lug shemen, you have to first be mazah seven times towards the preiches, and then you have to take the lug shemen, the leftover of the oil, and pour it on the behindus, on the thumb of the mitzvah, and on his ears and on his toes, and then the posuk says the leftover of that you put out roshay. That's the halachas by the mitzvah. That you have to do three things with the shem and the special oil they use for the mitzvah. One is the azois seven times towards the preiches. Then you do it, you put it on the thumbs and on his ears, and then you put it on his head. So what's going to be, we said, like in the middle, when the kohen is doing either the middle of the seven azois, or else he finished the seven azois, now he's putting it on the middle of his thumbs. Now all the shemen spills out, so you have to have new shemen. But here, even according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, you can't just continue on from where you left off before. You have to start over again. Because the Pasuk says, Lug Echad Shemin. Only one Lug you could use to do all the Avoidis. And you can't divide it up and say, with the first Lug, you did the first half. And then the rest of it spilled out. You have to get yourself a new log, a new jug full of Shemin. You want to continue? Nothing doing. You can't do the Avoidis with two different Lugs. You have to have one Lug for the whole Avoidah. That was Rebbe's Kiddush. That's what Rebbe said. Again, that time you Amar Rebbe, Li Cholok Rebbe Yaakov Elugin. Rebbe Yaakov taught me that by the loch of the Shemin, the Lug Shemin, by the Mitzvah, it's different than the loch of the Dam by the Par. So the Gemara of Eloi, you want to tell me there's no Machlekes? You want to tell me that the true, that Reb Lezer and Shimon is murdered to Rameya, that there's no Machlekes? For a time you learned like this, even by the Mitzvah. No san miksas matone shebefnim. Let's say the Kohen put a few of the Lug Shemin of the Mitzvah, he made a few matones towards the Preches. V'nishpach halug. And when he finished doing that avoidah, the rest of the oil and the lug spilled out. Is the locha yovi lug achar? Let him bring another lug, another jug full of shemen. V'yaschel v'tchilas b'matana shem hechel. This is Rameya Shita. He has to start over again from the beginning. He has to start over again. The beginning, the first seven hazois, he has to do over again. That's good. Of it says clearly here in the Brisa that Reb Lez and Reb Shimon Oimrim, they both say no. That Mimokim Sheposa Kumaskil, from the place where you finished off, like if you already had the Shemin and you already poured seven times towards the Preches, you finished that Avoidim, now the Shemin is spilled out, so true you have to bring new Shemin now to do the Avoidus of the Matonus on his Boyen Yad, on the Boyen Regal, on the ears of a Maskil. The Mokim Shepostikum Askel, from the place where you finished off, that's where you continue. Gomar Matana Sheb Hechel, let's say you finished doing the seven Azois in Hechel, Venishpach HaLug, and now the Lug Shemin spilled out, is Alocha Yovu Lugachu, you have to bring another Lug, another measurement of oil. Veyaskel Betchilas the Matana Sheb Avoinis, and Mashu Yivu Kornet Rameya, you don't have to start over again to do all the Avoidis from one Lug. But no, that set of avoider that you have to spray it seven times towards the preches, that's one avoider. If you finish that, and now the lug spilled off, so when you bring the new lug, continue on by the avoiders of Matan Shabbonis, of putting the shemen on his ears, on his fingers, on the thumbs. What about in the middle? Nosa Nixus Matan Shabbonis, you started to do a little bit. You started to put the shemen on the thumb, but you didn't finish both thumbs. You didn't finish the toes. Venishpach alug, and in the middle of doing the toes and the hands and the ears, now the shemen spills out, is a machlekes. Yovu lugacher, you have to have to bring another lug shemen. The witty continue, v'yaschel betchilas b'matan shemen hoynes. You have to start from the beginning of this set of putting the shemen on the behoynes, on the thumbs and on the toes, the big toes. That's Rameya Shita. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimrim, what does Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon say? They say no. That Mimokim Sheposak Humasum. From the place where you ended off, that's where you continue on. In other words, you see clearly the same machlekes we have by the Dam of the Par on Yom Kippur, the exact same machlekes applies to the Loch of the Shemin, the Luke Shemin, by the Mitzvah. This is all Akash and Rabbi Yaakov. How could Rabbi Yaakov before say that Choluk, that is a difference, that by the Luke Shemin, everybody holds you have to start over again? Here the Brisa says clearly, it's the exact same machlekes. Right? So what about Goma Matana Shema Behoinis? You finished already with this Lug Shemin Shel Mitzvah. You finished doing first the seven Hazois in the Pnim towards the Preches. Then you finished putting the Dam on the thumbs and on the ears. Then after you finish that, Venishpach HaLug, then the leftover Shemin spilled out. Now what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to continue, put the leftover Shemin on the Rosh, on the head of the Mitzvah. But here everybody holds Divrei Hakel Matana Sarosh LeMakevis. Here everybody holds, if the Shemin spilled out before you did this, putting it on the Mitzvah's head, you don't have to do it over again. You don't have to get another Luk Shel Shemin. That's not Makiv. That's only a Mitzvah Metchilah like Shirayim. The leftover Shemin, you know what you do with it? You pour it on top of the head of the Mitzvah. But let's say the Shemin spilled out, you're Makan the Mitzvah the way it is, you don't have to get another Luk Shel Shemin. So the Chur, the Kashas on Rabbi Yaakov, the Gemara answers, Eimer, you'd say like this, that Rebbe said like this, Li Shona Rabbi Yaakov Emugin. Just not that Rabbi Yaakov taught him that choluk, that it has a different halacha, but rather the exact same machlokes that we have by the halacha of the Dama Par, by Yom Kippur, the same halacha is by the Luk Shem and Shom Torah. That according to Rabbi Meir, each set is a complete set, and when you finish one set, if the Shem spills out, you have to start over again from the new set, or in the middle of the set, you have to start from the beginning. That's the same machlokes by the Par, the same thing by the Shemin. And according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, though, wherever you finished off, that's where you continue. Omamar, we learned before that Matonis HaRosh Ein Lakeves. Not that the Torah says a mitzvah, the leftover shemen you're supposed to pour on top of the head of the mitzvah, that's not likuva. If you don't do it, you still have the mitzvah. It's not to say that if you don't have it, you're not making the mitzvah. My timer, why do we say this? Why do we say putting the shemen on top of the head is not makiv, doesn't stop the completion of the mitzvah? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum, the Siddur, because the Pasuk says, V'ha noisa min ha-shemen, the leftover of the shemen put on his head. So whenever the Torah says lashon of leftover, it means it's like shirayim. Means if you have it, do it. If you don't have it, you get away without doing it. We got the Torah says lashon v'ha noiser, the leftover, for at the Gemara, elam ayativ so, v'ha noiseris min ha-mincha. The Torah says by a mincha, the loch is by mincha. First you have the complete flour and the shemen together. Then the Kohen takes the kemitza, and then the leftover from the kemitza, the Torah says, behind the seres min ha-mincha. What's left over from the kemitza, that's called the mincha. If you want to tell me, hochinamid loy makvi, here also by a mincha, it's not makiv, and we know it is makiv by a mincha. Like Rashi says, hochinamid loy makvi, the end of the third line. The Yom Amar, we learned to Gemara in Menachis, that shirayim, shechosru ben kemitza liaktara. After the Kohen takes the kemitza, he takes his handful of the flour. So the leftover flour there is called shirayim. Now that shirayim, if any little bit of it got lost before you were makti, before you put the kemitza on the mizbeach, it is aloch ein makti and the kremitz alayu. You're not allowed to be makti the kremitz anymore. You see, even though the Torah says a lashon of v'han oseres min ha-mincha, what's left over from the mincha, the shirayim, it's not called like you don't need it. You need it. And if that leftover flour got lost, even a little bit of it, you're not allowed to bring the mincha. You can't be makta the kemitza. So you see, even though the Torah says a lashon of v'han oseres, still it means likuva. So maybe here also, when the Torah says v'han oseres min ha-shemen, the leftover oil you have to put on top of the head of the mitzvah, maybe it's also likuva. If you don't have it or it's spilled out, you have to bring another luksha shemen. So the Moran says no. Shani hosom dechtiv umi yeser v'han oseres. It says like a double lashon by the shemen shel mitzvah. So it's considered like shirayim b'shirayim, that's not likuva. Like Rashi says, Shani hocho dechtiv umi yeser ha-shemen v'han oseres. Ma'atonas b'hoynes k'ruyin shirayim. Like we said, by the shluk shemen, there are three avoidas you have to do with it. First, you have to take the shemen and make seven hazois, spray it seven times towards the proches. Then the Torah says, v'han oseres. What's left over from that shemen, put on the behinis. So the Torah calls it one shirayim, the leftover shemen of the hazois, to put on the behinis on the thumbs. Tehsevahu, umiyeser ha-shemen. Now, umatonis ha-rosh. When you get finished putting the leftover shemen on the behinis, on the thumbs, then the Torah says a second time, the leftover shemen of that, put on the rosh. Is umatonis ha-rosh kriyim shirei shirayim. Tehsevahu v'hanoise b'shirayim or rishonim. Yitin ala rosh hamitar. The Torah says a second time the leftover shemen. So since the Torah says like two times the leftover shemen, so by the time you come to putting it onto the rosh, that's not the ikuva. Even if you don't have any shemen left over, still you're ready in the kind of the mitzvah. That's why this leftover shemen to put on the head of the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah to do. But if you don't have it around anymore, you're in the kind of the mitzvah even without doing it. Mashenkin by mincha, the Torah only says it one time. That the aneseres min ha-mincha, what's left over from the mincha, has a loch of shirayim, that you have to have it there. If it gets lost, you can't bring the mincha. Because there the Torah only says it one time. But here the Torah says it two times, it's not likuva. Must have new Gemara now. Omer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says like this. Osha mitzayra, asha mitzayra. The loch is the mitzayra has to bring an osham, a carbon osham. Now, sheshocha tosh le lishmoy. The Kohen that shechted this carbon oshim, he shechted with the wrong kavanah, shlel l'shemoy. Like Rashi says, k'goin l'shem oyla. instead of shechting this korban oshel l'shem asha mitzayrom, he's shechting l'shem a korban elu or l'shem shlomim. And the Yomama, the Gemara in Zvochim starts off and says that the klal is kol hazvochim shenitzkutu shnei l'shmon. Anytime you have a korban that b'shash shchito, the kohen had the wrong korban in mind, he shechted the korban al manas. It should be like a shlomim. Really, it was a korban elu. And you did it al manas. It should be a shlomim. The locher is k'sherim. That the korban is kosher. You're allowed to continue doing the avoidus and make this rikas adam. But the locher is the bailim doesn't have a kiyum of the mitzvah. The most of the bailim was menadev to bring a korban elu. And the korban said, the kohen said, b'shas the shchita, I'm doing with the shem of korban shlomim. So the locher is the korban you have to bring. The zrika and the aktorah you do. But the bailim was not mekayim his mitzvah. He has to bring another korban elu. That's the locher. So what's going to be over here? Where the mitzvah is bringing his oshrim, and when the kohen shechted the korban oshrim, he had in mind the shem elu. Not l'shem korban oshrim. What's going to be the halacha here? That the halacha by the mitzvah, when you bring your asham mitzvah, you also bring the luk shemen. These two things go together. The korban oshrim and the luk shemen. So what do we do now? If you did a shleil l'shmo, the Gemara Rabbi Yechanan says, v'onu l'machlokes Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Lezer of Rabbi Shimon. This should be told in the machlokes between we had before by the par, or by the Dhamma power with the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. That Reb Meir said before that when you're in the middle of doing the hazois, all the blood spills out, you have to bring a new power, a new dam, and you have to start over again from the beginning of that set, that avoidah. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon said, no, you can continue on. If you're in the middle of making the seven hazois downwards, and you did already five times, and then the blood spilled out, all you have to do is make another shchit to get more dam, and just continue on, do the last two. So, Rabbi Yechanan says, this machlokes is what's told in our shayla. The what? Rabbi Meir the Yom, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, it says, Yovi Yachar, you have to bring another carbon power, get new dam. Ziyascha betchilom, and you have to start over again. In other words, what you did is called nothing, you have to start over again. His hachinami, Yovi Yachar v'yishchit. According to Rabbi Meir, this first carbon oshrim that you brought, since the kohen shechted b'shleil l'shmo, shinat mekayim yichayiv, it's considered like you didn't bring a carbon oshrim, and you have a right to bring it over again. Bring another carbon oshrim. That's what's going to be according to Rabbi Meir. Ma'ashen kein ul Reb Lezer v'Reb Shimon. According to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon Shita, shayim that they said before, mimokem sheposak mishamhu maskil. Let's say you're in the middle of bringing the hazoyit with the dama par. You ran into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you made ready the Hazor once lamala, and five times lamata, and then all the blood spilled out, so you have to make a new shchita, a new korban, a new dam, and with this dam you just continue on. But according to them, the first five that you did is considered something. It's melo hochinami. It's hocho, since you brought this korban oshim, even though you did it shleil l'shmoi, but since it's kosher the korban, it's em le'takona. What you did is considered like you did, and you can't fix it up anymore. You can't bring another korban. So Rashi says, what's the svara? So Rashi says, Bonu, ledov ezil otech machlokusan sheramei rablezim, yeshlon luma chekashem shechokim ezeh kachokim ezeh. The same way they argue over there by the Dama Parv would be the same machlokus here by the korban oshim when the kohen shechted it, shelo lishmoi. The what? L'rabmeya, the yomer avoidis le'nigmro. Harehi k'mishenoi. Rameya says the svara. If you're in the middle of making the seven hazois, the dam spills out, so you have to continue over again, start over again. In other words, the little bit that you did, if you didn't finish it, it's considered nothing. And you have to start over again that whole set of the Zion hazois. Is avzu, the same thing here also. Ho yuvla nigmaro, since when you brought your korban oshim, you didn't complete it. Shereli also l'shem chayva, since the kohen shechted the shleil l'shmo. It's not mekayim yechayiv. Is afa pich and osim emenu l'bohinis, even though you put it already, you started to put from the shemen on the bohinis, is arehi k'mishenei. Whatever you put, even though you used up the shemen already, and you put it on the bohinis, or else maybe even the dam of this, or else even the dam of the korban oshrim, also you put on the bohinis, is arehi k'mishenei. It's as if you didn't do it. V'yavu yoshem acher. You're allowed to bring another korban oshrim. That's what will be according to Rameya. Since Rameya says something that's not finished is like nothing, here also, since this korban osur was le'el shmo, it's considered like you didn't do a complete thing, so it's like nothing, you can do it over again. Now, shen ked reb lezer reb shimma the amri, that mimokim sheposak, mishamu maskil, alma, what do we see according to them? Lo yoma kamanda lesidomi. We don't say a half of something is like nothing, but rather it's considered something. His hochinam here also, chashivahi, this korban osur that you brought is called the mikta. Called some part of a korban osur because you're allowed to bring the zrika, you're allowed to do the aktara. Now v'yev shalagayim rabiyacher. Here, since this first korban osur is called something, you're not allowed to finish it off with another one. Why not? Because the pasuk says here by a mitzvah keves echot, and we dash an osur keves echot osur. You have to bring one lamb for a korban osur. So we dash an osur echot amati l'cho for loish be'ashamit. That a Mitzvah is not allowed to bring two Hashemites. So in this case, where the first one was brought, Shalom Lishmo, you're not allowed to bring another one. The Torah says only one and not two. With the first one you brought, you're not Mekayim Yechayim. Tough. So this Mitzvah has no way to Mekayim to do his Mitzvah. Because to bring another one, he's not allowed to. And the one he brought now is not Mekayim Yechayim. Then this Mitzvah can never become Torah. That's going to be according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Mashenk, and according to Reb Meir, that he says a miktas of a kaporah is considered like nothing, so this first korban is considered like it wasn't brought altogether, therefore you're allowed to bring another one. That's what Rabbi Yechonim wants to say. It's this time by the power the Torah says do only one time the hazor. So if you did already five hazors, you did them. Now you have to continue, just do another two. But here the Torah says one oshrim and not two. So since this first osur you brought, according to Reb Lezer, is called like something, a miksas means something according to him, so therefore you're not allowed to do another one. Tread the Gemara, Maskev lo Reb Chizda. So Reb Chizda has a kash on Reb Yechonin. Like how could you, Reb Yechonin, say that according to Reb Meir, you're allowed to bring another korban osur here? The terrorist is clearly oisoy, which is mashm only one and not two. Like Rashi says, v'oisoy ksiv, v'hikriv oisoy liyoshim. Bring this korban for the mitzvah for this korban osur, and we dashin oisai shehu nefim alub. This first korban osur that you lifted up with the lug shemin, for lo yachar, you're not allowed to bring another korban osur. V'yafil l'Rav Meir nami en l'takona. So it should be even according to Rav Meir also, he should dashin this pasuk of oisai to say that by korban osur, by the mitzvah, you can only bring one korban osur and not two. So when the kohen shechted it, he had the wrong korban in mind. He was possibly the korban that the Bible doesn't have the chayva, and the chanami, the mitzvah is stuck. He can never become Torah now. To bring another korban is not allowed to, and this korban is not mekayim is chayva, so the mitzvah will never become Torah. So that's what the chizd is, that on you, Rabbi Yechonin, why do you say, according to Rabbi Meir, you could bring another one because the mixas kapara is not called the complete kapara, but here the pasuk says clearly one and not two. So Gemara says kasha, and chanami, Rabbi Yechonin is a little bit of a kasha. In other words, the kasha just means, I mean, he doesn't dash in the pasuk so much. He just holds, oisai means if one is kasha, you can't bring the second one. But here that the first one is not kasha lagamri, Rabbi Yechonin holds, according to Rabbi Meir, you are allowed to bring another one. The Gemara says, now, Tanya kavosu to Rabbi Yechonin. I'll bring your raya to Rabbi Yechonin, that there is a man Yoma that says, by an osram of a mitzvah, if the kohen shechted it, shleil lishmo, you're allowed to bring another one. What's the raya? The Musay Osha Mitzvah, Sheshachto Shle Lishmoy. What's going to be by this korban? The korban Osham that the Mitzvah has to have. If the Kohen made the Shechita and he Shechted Shle Lishmoy, he had in mind not for korban Osham, but rather for a korban Oila, for a korban Shlomin. Oi Shaloi Nosan Midomoy Lagabi Vahoinis. Or else if the Kohen did not put the blood of the korban Osham on the thumbs, on the ears of the Mitzvah. That's talochon, that from the dam of the korban osur also you have to put on the behoinis, on the thumbs or on the big toes of the mitzvah. What if you didn't do it? Is hareza oilu lagabi mizbeach? You should know the korban osur itself is a kosher korban. You have to bring it on the mizbeach. You have to make the rest of the zrikas adam, and you have to be makter the murim. The toyin the sochim. Who didn't you bring the sochim? You bring the yain with it also. The tzorich osur machal achshiroi. But enechnami, you have to bring another korban osur lachshiroi. This is a riot to Rabbi Yechonin, that since the first korban osur was shechted shleil lishmoi, So Melo, the Mitzvah does not have a kapara. He is not only Lashain Chayva. So the Mitzvah doesn't have a carbon brought to him. Allah is allowed to bring another one. The Pasuk says, I say only one and not two. That has to mean only one kosher and not two kosherim. But here that the first one is not kosher, you're allowed to bring a second one. That's the often it's a clear raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Like without a korban, the mitzvah can't eat kachim. So since the first korban was done shalal lishmai, it's not called his yaitis chayiv. He can't eat kachim yet, so he has to bring another korban oshim to be matim to bring to eat the kachim. So it's a right to Rabbi Yechanan. What does Rabbi Chizda do? Rabbi Chizda before he asked a kashan Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Chizda says no. Everybody holds that you can't bring two ashamas. I hear the Brisa says clearly, you're allowed to bring a second Brisa. So Rav Chizda says like this, Rav Chizda Ramaloch, Rav Chizda will answer to you, my tzarech. What does the Brisa mean to say that this mitzvah has to bring another Korban Oshim? You know what it means? Tzarech? True, he has to, because the first one is not Yesh Tzchayv. He's not allowed to eat the Kachim after the first Korban Oshim. Oh, but the din is the Ein Lai Takana. He can't do anything, though. He's not allowed to bring another one. In Echnam, that's what the Brisa means. This mitzvah has no takon, he's finished. Since the first korban was brought shalom l'shmoi, he doesn't have a b'shem chayva, he can't eat kachim. I bring another one. No, Rav Chizda said, the pasuk says, oisai, you can only bring one korban oshim and not two. So this mitzvah talk is finished. He can never eat kachim anymore. For the Gemara Kasha, the toni, tono, tzorech, v'emla takona, is that the way Tanoim talk? That Tanoim say, you should know you have to. But what they mean to say you have to means, but you can't help yourself. You have to, but you can never do it, so you're stuck. Do we talk that way? I mean, the kashra is the chuvah, when we say it's tzarech, tzarech usually means he has to, and let him do it. Like, how come the answer here, when the bride says you have to, it means to say, true, you have to, but just you can't do it, you're finished. Do Tanoim talk like that? Tanoim says, yes, in. I'll bring you another raya, that's the way Tanoim talk. Tanoim sometimes say, tzarech, you have to, and the lachar is that you can't. But Tanya, you've gone to the Brisa like this. What's going to be in the case of Nozir Memoiris? You have a Nozir, that's bull. Even like the halacha of a Nozir is for 30 days, you're not going to cut your hair. So normal Nozir, after 30 days, then there's a mitzvah to cut off all his hair. What's going to be if you have a bull mitzvah, a bull Nozir, that even during these 30 days that he was a Nozir, nothing grew? So the Maisi can't shave off his head. What's going to be the halacha? But Tanya, Nozir Memoiris. Beishamayim says, Tzorech Avos Tar. You have to take the razor and go over his head. Oh, Beisilu says, Einoi Tzorech Avos Tar. No, you do not have to go over his head. He doesn't have any hair. You don't have to use the razor over his head. So Rashi says, Tzorech Avos Tar. V'yoy Melois Yimei Nizrei. When he finishes his 30 days of Naziris, the Pasuk says, Tar Layavar Aroishoy. You're not allowed to use a shave. You can't shave off your head. Ad Malois, until the end of the 30 days. Abu B'yay Malois, for the day you finished your Naziris, the Lachar is the Galach Betar. You have to shave off all your hair with a razor. V'zeh Ein Lois Seir, Uketani Tzarech. And here the person doesn't have any hair, and still the Brisa says you have to. The Yomer of Ravina said like this, Kishoyim Rim Beishamai Tzarech, when Beishamai said that a bald Nazir, still you have to take the razor and put it over his head. You know what the Shami meant to say? He meant to say, Tzorech, he has to, Abaviyem le'takana. What he meant to say is this Nazir can never become tar from his Naziris. Because a Nazir has to have a haircut. And if you don't have any hair, hey, you can't have a haircut. So even though Rabbi Shami says, Losh and Tzorech, you have to, Ravina explains what he means to say is, you have to, but since you can't do it, you're finished. So you see, the Tanoim talk like this. Tzorech means you have to, even though it's a case that you can't. The Rashi says, Yom Rav Avina, yeah. The Rashi Avina says, according to Beisham, what it means to say is, you have to, but you can't, and let the corner. So the Gemara will plead the Repadot. But you know, Rav Avina argues on Repadot. Because Repadot says like this, the Yom Rav Repadot, Repadot learns like this, that Beishamai, Rabbi Elezer, Armudav Rechad. They both say one thing. Beishamai, Hodi Amorin. Beishamai is what we just learned. In other words, Repadot learns that according to Beishamai, yes, even though he's bald, you have to take the razor and put it over his head. He writes as a fligi. Hod Rav Avina ad Repedos. Dila Repedos, Tzorech, V'yeh Tzorech Takonakomer. According to Repedos, Beishami meant to say even a bald nozzle. The mitzvah is take a razor and put it over your head. Even though you're bald, still you have to do it. She have ran to a mokam asayir. The Afagav, the Sivagiluch, even though the Potter says Vigiluch,